auto-tune.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdoff, Trisha, Eric Reinhardt, Artitin. Is that your middle name? Artitin.
Yes, Eric Artitin Reinhardt.
I love that. And this a song from the 40s. Hip hop, I think it's called.
Holiday.
Oh, Holiday.
Holiday from the movie.
The movie Shrink.
Artitin.
No, it has to be
Artitin.
Walking on Sunshine. Check it out. Great.
Oh, that was
musical.
I heard that one too. I probably heard all these great songs.
Yeah, right? You've heard all these songs. These are great songs, and I just love the movie. Again, best soundtrack of 2015. Check it out. Walking on Sunshine. What a wonderful movie, especially if you like musicals like Mamma Mia.
Oh, we've been saying it wrong. It's not Artitin. It's Artertun.
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to.
Oh, Artertun.
You guys have your fun. Artertun. And it aren't Haley Artertun and Gemma Arterton, very beautiful actresses.
Hannah's a hottie.
The
one I'm looking at, blonde.
Is it Hannah or Haley?
Haley. Hannah.
Oh, maybe it's out there. Maybe there's no Haley.
Oh, Hannah Montana.
I don't know. I don't have notes in front of me. I'm sorry.
She's a wrecking ball now.
Hannah Montana?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. I came in like a wrecking ball. And if a wrecking ball...
stop.
if a wrecking ball takes out your vehicle, what you'll want to do is...
go see Alexander.
Yes, that's right.
Because Alexander, I set him up All Care Automotive can do anything, including getting you out of a jam from a wrecking ball.
Oh, there's
if
no
she
doubt.
Comes around and she scratches the side of your car with her
Uh-oh.
Keys
no, that,
and
no,
dents
that's,
it.
That's Carrie Underwood. She
oh,
did
wait,
that
that's
on,
the wrong
in
person.
Times Square.
That's true.
Yeah, let's
she
get back
that
to
in
Alexander.
Times Square.
Not Carrie Underwood. But isn't there something...
you say Carrie Underwear?
Underwear. Well,
nobody
underwear
wants to
less.
See her underwear.
But Alexander's All Care Automotive, you're right. Fantastic auto mechanic, no question about it. But his integrity is what I really, really like. 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix. Call him now, 602-956-3781. 602-956-3781. Tell him Dave sent you if you want a trustworthy mechanic. And maybe people don't want, but I want a trustworthy mechanic. I guarantee it.
And I bet Sophie wants it as well. Sophie is
Sophie wants
us.
It as well? Who is Sophie that wants
Sophie
what as well?
Sophie is joining us on Stree.am.
Stree?
So, Stree. Hey, Sophie, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And she's laughing. So
what does she want as well, though? That's what I want to know.
The All Care Automotive.
No, but, you said she wants it as well.
And they're asking, what time is it here? Right now it is 9:30 a.m. So on a Saturday. Yeah. So, and of course, Crispy's joining us from Australia. We've got fans all over the world. That's why I am world famous film critic Joseph J. Erdo.
And he doesn't have an ego at all, does he?
Oh.
No. And Dave's still doing his homework.
Yes.
All right.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I am, actually.
Before we get into our favorite movies and whatnot, I think we need to review the two new movies that came out this weekend, okay?
Yes.
So, let's start with the one that you guys didn't see, unfortunately, Anomalisa.
I wanted to.
I know. You asked me about it, and our viewers on stream, please let us know if you've seen any movies as well. We'd love to share your reviews on the air with us on KPHX 1480.
Oh, yeah, that's the animated one, right?
Yes, it's animated, and a lot of people are going to be turned off by this because they hear the word animated, and they're like, oh, that's for kids. And the thing is, it's not animated, and it's not claymation. It's stop motion.
Oh, this is a stop motion.
Well, that's what claymation is, I hate to tell you.
And no, well, one of our guests that we have on a little bit later in the show corrected me that no, it's
stop motion is the same thing as claymation. They take a picture every time they move the clay.
And wow, and someone was asking, did I miss Nick Swardson? Nick Swardson will be joining us a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah.
So no, you did not miss Nick, and Nick is actually the person who's correcting us on the claymation versus.
But
so
Eric
really
versus
good.
stop motion. Yes.
But I know Eric, you have a point. I'm not the filmmaker.
Well, I love
so
debates
gonna...
like this. This is really cool stuff.
Oh, stop motion,
it's a debate.
Eric.
Yeah, this is a great debate.
Claymation.
We're debating.
Stop motion.
We're all on the same side, aren't
stop
we?
Stop motion. Claymation.
Oh, yeah.
Stop motion.
Hey, we haven't claymation. Talked about the Donald for a while.
Well,
what about him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's just as crazy as ever.
Yes, but I'm going to say that Anomalisa just opened yesterday here in Phoenix, Arizona, because they're asking us where we're located. Mm-hmm. Anomalisa, it's stop motion, claymation, animated, whatever you want to say, but it's for adults. It is kind of an art film. It's playing exclusively at your favorite theater, the Camel View at Harkins Fashion Square.
Have you been there
yet? It is beautiful. I love it.
It's a typical Scottsdale environment.
But we just went into their prime seats where it vibrates. And,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
I don't know what that was all about. That was before and after the movie.
Did you read Donald Trump's tweet about Jesus?
No. Did he tweet?
Here, I'll read it to you. It says, at Jesus, such a loser, washes people's feet, very dirty.
Really?
Would be nothing without daddy. Mom wasn't a virgin. Needs to be said. Sad.
Oh, I don't believe he would say that. Come on, you're kidding me. I think he's kidding.
Did you hear the one about Abe Lincoln?
No.
At Abe Lincoln. Couldn't take it as a lawyer. Destroyed the union. Mary Todd could do much better. Loser. Sad, really.
Oh,
wow.
Someone's doing some pretend tweets.
Mother Teresa, not actually a mother. Sources say undateable. Can't get a man. Pathetic.
Those are pretty funny. All right.
What are your chances of getting Donald
on the
show?
Yeah, he won't be on the show.
No, but you can blame Eric. But yeah, so Anomalisa.
You can blame me for everything. I don't care.
Anomalisa, animated film.
Well, you know what? So I think the style of filming is the same as what is used in claymation.
Yes.
However, claymation is using clay characters.
Yeah, this is
and these are not clay characters.
Right,
correct?
That's the only difference.
Right. That's where he said it's different.
You can tell they've
different.
Got weird things on their faces and stuff like that. It is a very
it's like the Nightmare Before Christmas. They weren't clay, but it's the same thing.
Right, but it,
gotcha.
But you know, I just want to cut to the chase here and say this is an amazing film, very beautiful. Give this movie a chance. If you look at it and say, oh, no, it's for kids. No, it's not for kids. You get to see the characters' private parts in this film.
What are you talking
about?
Have
you ever seen a claymation girl?
Private parts?
This is not claymation. Stuff?
Well, I don't
know. But is it, are you saying,
saying
it's like
I'm
amazing?
It's,
or?
No, it's. I'm just saying that it is a very adult, artistic, intelligent, moving movie.
So they have an interpretation of private parts?
The first
they reinterpret
time, the first
it?
Time you see something, it always leaves a good memory in your mind.
Yeah. No. And you get to see the guys, well, I'll say.
Actually
Eric,
what he's trying to say is that this is an anomaly within animated shows in that it is not made and actually not quite appropriate.
Yes, it's
for
not appropriate
children.
For kids.
This
kids
is definitely this is definitely an adult I don't want to say adult film, but a film that is targeting adults.
Intelligent, grown.
Thought-provoking.
Yes. And here's the thing, and you'll find this across the board with critics. They're saying that this movie is more human than any other movie they saw all year.
Wow.
The characters
very
here.
Very touching.
Very touching. The characters are more realistic and authentic and relatable and identifiable than any other flesh and blood characters that you've seen all year.
Wow, so that speaks volumes for the filmmaker and the writer.
Yes. Charlie Kaufman, of course, is the writer-director of this film.
Okay.
And there's only three voices in the film. And I'm not going to give away exactly why that is. You'll have to experience it. I didn't know that going in. And I was watching, I was like, wow, this is...
By the way, it's rated R, so if you, it's definitely not for kids.
That's why you talked about private parts, right?
Yes, yes. But it is a very thought-provoking film, a very moving film. So many emotions in this movie. It really gets the heart of anxiety and just wanting to be different, wanting to have something different, stand out. And, you know, the world is kind of just turning gray, isn't it? I mean, it's just like everyone's on their phones all the time. Everyone's just doing, you know, just... It's just gray, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I
and
think
so when you meet someone who isn't gray and who is like a light of sunshine.
Like 50 Shades of Gray.
No, that's a different
Those were
altogether.
Private parts.
Those were private parts, yeah. They were being whipped. but
all of them.
Well, you don't know. You didn't see the unrated cut. But this is a great film. I am giving it, and I'm switching to a different rating system. I'm giving it 4 stars. Okay.
So what does that 4 stars mean?
Four out of 5 stars, which means it is almost perfect.
Because here's
the
thing.
What was our rating system?
We were thumbs just up, doing thumbs up and thumbs down, which really, you know, and then we were kind of like, well, thumbs sideways and then two thumbs up.
Yeah. Okay,
it made
good
it
point.
A little bit tricky.
So a 5 would be a breakthrough.
Right.
A perfect movie.
Okay.
A 4 would be, this is a great movie. You got to see this.
Movie.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah. A 3 would be good.
3 would be good. It's good. It's a good.
Not the best, but entertaining probably.
Yes. And then 2 would be, you know, it's okay.
If you want to go to sleep.
And 1 is sideways.
And 0 would be horrible.
Well, we don't.
Oh,
I never
sideways?
Give 0.
That's
0
my
would
favorite
be,
movie, though.
A thumb sideways is 1.
But so 4
what
stars.
What would Road Rage be? Would that be a thumb?
Road Rage. I've never seen that film. Okay. 4 stars for Anomalisa. Check it out. We are reviewing movies, talking with some actors and actresses. People are asking
questions.
That sounds
like a good movie. I want to see that.
You're going to love this movie.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you.
What do you think? Yeah.
The only
definitely on our must-see list, Anomalisa.
It could have been one of my favorite movies of the year, but the ending is a little bit ambiguous. Okay?
Oh.
It's okay. That's for some
like
people.
Your sexuality.
Thank you, Eric. Some people...
Does it leave you hanging?
Don't say that after he makes a comment like that.
No, that's not what I meant.
Of course, right, Eric?
No,
we know what
you
meant.
It's open-ended. It's a little open-ended.
See, that's so hard for me when you have a movie that is manipulating your emotions and you're really invested in it, and the end leaves you hanging.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Exactly.
I want resolution, or I want this to, you know.
You want closure.
So is it in a bad way, or is it just like,
I guess we'll have to see
you
it,
have
right?
a certain amount of it drawing together, but it leaves an opening to be able to have a second movie?
Not to have a second movie.
An interpretation.
The emotions aren't completely fulfilled, but I think that's part of
that's
part
the
of the artisticness.
Well, let's check it out.
Yeah,
yes,
check it
I'm
out.
Excited. I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, but, you know, it is an amazing movie.
But it's only at
it's right
Camel
now
View?
It's only at Camel View at the
so you haven't been there.
I haven't been there.
I think they have like sushi and stuff and
probably,
it's like Scottsdale crowd.
Well,
it's a big place.
It might
beautiful
open wide.
Girls.
It might for girls there.
There's beautiful girls there.
What?
Did I miss that?
Where?
Where's girls?
At the theater.
The Scottsdale the new Scottsdale reclining.
They only hire
seat.
Beautiful girls?
No, I just meant when we go there, that's what I see around.
And I'm going to apologize. Someone saying
she's a scout for me. What can I say?
Someone
she's your wingman.
Exactly.
Wow. Someone saying on stream, you speak the English so fast. I apologize. I was getting very excited and worked up because I like that movie a lot. So go see Anomalisa, and I will try to calm down.
Okay.
So, but we'll see if I get equally as worked. I know that happens.
If he can be this worked up at 9:30 in the morning.
Woo! Yeah. And she's Russian.
How much
coffee
have you had?
Coffee? None. Have you made some?
Wait,
I was trying to, but I can't break away from here, and the commercial break is too short.
The guy, you miss. Okay, he said you speak the English so fast, and he goes, "I'm Russian. I live in Pennsylvania."
That's also a woman, Dave.
Oh,
her name is Hannah Marie. What?
Oh, hi, Hannah Marie. Yeah,
that's a very Russian name.
But she lives in Pennsylvania.
So okay, but
thank you very much for tuning in, Hannah Marie.
Hannah Marie Arterton.
Yeah, we've been talking about Hannah Arterton. She's beautiful.
Oh, someone says Donald Trump has a Twitter.
Yes.
I just read him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and then Hannah Marie said, you're welcome.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what did we say?
I said thank you very much for tuning
in. Oh.
Yeah. So, but you're going to want to stick around because we're going to play another song from
right
now? Walking on Sunshine.
Wait a minute,
yes.
A girl.
I love the musical. I love this soundtrack from this.
Oh, that's Chris Crispy. All right.
Chris Crispy. And, of course, during the break, you can watch us and interact with us. We're going to be having a good time over the next couple minutes.
Wow, I'm looking at Hannah Marie.
I know. Well, there you go.
Hey,
baby, she's got it. Don't you think?
Oh, I love that song. Hey, Eric, remember when that first came out? That was like way long ago.
That was in the 60s or 70s.
Oh, yeah. That was, I forgot who even
Venus
did that.
Venus was
song.
Her name.
Exactly. Bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum. She's got it.
Yes, she does, right?
Yeah, baby. But I could have sworn, he just said Venus was his name.
Well,
I speak too fast.
Well, when I first heard the song, I won't tell you what I thought they were really saying, but, you know.
I think we get the idea.
Yeah. But anyway,
did it leave you
rhymes
hanging?
With
Donald Trump. But anyway, okay, and this is
Hannah
Entertainment Live. Wait, are we going on a break or what?
Yes, we are.
We are? I get to
but
do it again.
We're having fun with the music, just kind of dancing.
Oh, you like it? Okay, get on the table. All right.
Now, see, this is a movie I need to watch at home because I would be jumping up and dancing. Here.
I was singing along. But when am I not?
Oh, I want to do that. This is a Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM. KPHK. Excuse me, I'm talking, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back.
KFC Chicken.